You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Robert Lutz began his automotive career in 1963. He rose to the ranks of top-tier executives at GM, Ford, Chrysler, BMW, and Opel. He's someone who's seen a lot of change in the auto industry through the decades. During a recent interview, I asked Bob Lutz for his thoughts on the recent floodgate of stories of powerful men being held accountable for actions and behaviors committed against women in the workplace, sexual assault, harassment, bullying. And I asked him, is American business truly having a watershed moment?
I'll tell you something. We used to have that back in the 50s and 60s in corporate America. And, it was almost like in the 50s and 60s, attractive secretaries in the office were almost considered sort of a fringe benefit for executives. So it was very much the male-dominated culture, and I would say sexual harassment was probably prevalent in all large American corporations. But corporate America started cleaning up its act in the 70s and 80s, 90s, and now you see almost no behavior like that in corporate America. I mean, large banks, large insurance companies, automobile companies, supply. Any large privately owned company today has very, very strict guidelines. It's monitored, it's taught. But, you know, the entertainment industry, television, Hollywood, these people thought they lived by different rules. They were superstars. Everybody, you know, all of America sees me on the silver screen every evening at such and such. Nothing can happen to me. Any woman should be pleased and proud if I grope her a little bit. In corporate America, we'd look at what these guys were doing and we'd think, holy smoke, how are they getting away with this? Well, now all of a sudden, they're not anymore. So welcome to the new world. But don't look at corporate America. Corporate America is clean as a whistle on this. It's the entertainment industry, politics, publishing, and all these people who thought they could live by different rules.
That was retired auto executive Bob Lutz. But a recent survey done by Automotive News indicates women in automotive are not feeling as sanguine about sexism in the car business. Sharon Silk-Carty is a news editor at Automotive News, which conducted this survey called Project XX, Exploring the Role of Gender in the Automotive Business. Sharon, what do you think as you heard Mr. Lutz from his take, having been a top executive?
You know, I expected to disagree with him a little bit more. But I think probably if you look from his perspective, which is 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, mm-hmm. and beyond, things probably have, from the surface, appeared to have changed radically. But there's a sort of an upside-down, bizarro world that I think a lot of women are very comfortable with that we know exists out there, and we just don't talk about it.
What kind of upside-down, bizarro world? And this is what you heard from the women who responded, these 900 women to your survey.
Yeah, absolutely. And P.S., I was hoping to just get 300 women, and our response was overwhelming. We took the survey from folks in Silicon Valley who did a survey called Elephant in the Valley, and they had 200 women. And I thought, well, let's get 300. And we actually had more than 1,000 people respond. And yeah, women want to talk about this. They don't want to talk about it in public. They don't want to associate their name with it. We had a very hard time getting people to talk on the record because they do feel like it'll hurt their careers to talk about this stuff in the open.
This bizarro world.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be labeled as the person who's the complainer or the person who, you know, is a troublemaker. So this is why it doesn't get talked about. But yeah, you know, part of the reason why I decided to do this study was a conversation I had with a male colleague. It was a couple years ago, and we were talking about things. We have a very similar career path. We've dealt with a lot of the same people. And he had said something about, oh, such and such a guy. And I was like, yeah, well, let me tell you a story about him. And he said, we always end up having these conversations where I think somebody's a nice guy, and then you've got this, like, upside down, different story, bizarro world. He said, we've had the same careers, except you have this totally different perspective of what the world is. And I said, yeah, that's just being a woman in this industry, that when you get one-on-one with people or in small groups with people, that's when you start to see the things that they don't do in public anymore.
And indeed, when we talk about harassment, 65% of the women in your survey reported unwanted sexual advances.
Yes.
Higher than Silicon Valley, advertising, and market research.
Yep.
What kind of stories did you hear that stuck in your mind?
Well, you know, there were some stories of women talking about, you know, being the last person in office with the mayoral boss and all of a sudden being, you know, up against a wall and being physically attacked.
The kinds of stories that are exploding all over the news today.
Exactly.
So it's happening.
It's happening. But it's not famous men. It's guys who work in a dealership or middle managers somewhere. There's a lot of women who don't participate in after-work socializing anymore because of things that happen after people had a couple drinks in them. And they're in an elevator. Again, a married man that they thought they trusted is now all of a sudden really pressing himself up against her, that sort of story. You know, we've had other things like a woman who had a client write a porn story starring her. And then a different client, same woman, different client, sent her lingerie as a gift. We did this game board at the beginning of the section, and I put in some of the things that really had stuck out to me for the game pieces. And some of my colleagues said, I thought that those were jokes, like that this couldn't possibly happen. But no, then I go reading through the piece and I see, yeah, no, this stuff is happening.
These things are happening, just like out of an episode of Mad Men.
Exactly.
And as far as the kind of feedback and promotion problems people face, it certainly was very clear from what the respondents told you. It's hard for women to figure out the right balance between being assertive, stepping back. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the things that we're told about sort of lean in and take a hold of your career and, you know, be assertive. Then you hear women being told that they're too bossy or difficult. Or then on the flip side, you know, same woman being told that she's too mousy and not assertive enough.
Or emotional.
You know, emotional and then quiet. You know, you don't speak up enough in a meeting. And then when you try to speak up, then you're too bossy.
How should a manager then point out issues with a subordinate? Let's say someone is too meek or too emotional. It's hurting her career trajectory. Are we saying that managers should not say that in the hopes of helping them be a better employee?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that there needs to be some sort of recognition, though, that women are held to different standards. And so, yes, of course, obviously, some people are too meek and some people are too bossy and people do need coaching. But you also need to, you know, if you're a manager, male or female, think to yourself, am I giving this woman this feedback? Would I be giving this to her if she's a man? Do I treat the man in my office differently than I treat this woman?
You got to do a gut check.
Yeah, you got to do a gut check. You just got to start thinking about it. We did this survey not necessarily just to sort of, you know, call out bad behavior, but to keep people thinking about it and realizing it's still happening.
It's still happening. Yeah, so let's not give ourselves false comfort that we've got this cleaned up. So what are you hoping the executives, first of all, the executives who run, you know, the OEMs, the suppliers, the dealerships, because you went across the board, what are you hoping they take away from this?
I hope that they start listening and believing the women who work for them when they talk about this stuff. You know, I hope that they start taking it more seriously and realize that this can actually really hurt their business. Letting this behavior go, we see that women opt to leave the industry, you know, and this is an industry that is very male dominant, but we have seen that women's impact makes it better. And if you're striving for a diverse workplace, if you're striving to actually reflect the customers who are coming into your place of business, then you need to have women there and you need to not be driving them away.
Has the fact that a woman occupies the top spot at General Motors, has that made a measurable difference, do you think?
It has for women. I'm not sure if it has for men, but it has for women. Women say that she is a huge role model. And until now, there wasn't a path to the top. And now they see that there's a path to the top.
So Mary Barra breaks that ceiling, gets to the top. What about all the women in automotive? What should they take away from what you heard from these women in the Project XX survey?
I hope that women will just start talking about it more openly. I think there's something that happens that when this stuff happens to you, you think, okay, what did I do? What am I doing to make this happen to me? I think we just need to start talking about it more and realizing that it's not us, it's the system.
Do you see a day when the system's changed?
Absolutely. You know, I talk about this like, you know, we watch Mad Men. You know, there was a day when people would smoke in the office. Mm-hmm. There was a day when people would drink at their desk.
Well, just what Mr. Lutz described at the beginning, that in the 50s, how did he put it, a pretty secretary was considered a job perk.
Yeah, exactly. Things change. Things have changed. They can continue to change. It's going to make people uncomfortable. Change always makes people uncomfortable, but it can change. And ultimately, I think it would be for the best.
Well, it's a fascinating survey, and you can find it by going to automotivenews.com/XX survey. automotivenews.com/XX survey. We want to thank Sharon Silcardi for being here from Automotive News to share it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.